We are in chapter 90, the final chapter of Krishna book. And there are two more parts to read. I will begin by first of all chanting the appropriate mantras that I always chant. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sada hari. Hare nam, hare nam, hare nam eva kevalam. Kalo nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Part 8, Final Words. Following in the holy footsteps of Srila Shukadeva Goswami, we have tried to present this book, Krishna, for being read and heard by the conditioned souls of this age. By hearing the pastimes of Lord Krishna, one is sure and certain to get salvation and be transferred back home, back to Godhead. It is stated by Shukadeva Goswami that as we hear the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, we gradually cut the knots of material contamination. Therefore, regardless of what one is, if one wants the association of Lord Krishna in the transcendental kingdom of God for eternity in blissful existence, one must hear the pastimes of Lord Krishna and also chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, are so powerful that simply by hearing, reading, and memorizing this book, Krishna, one is sure to be transferred to the spiritual world, which is ordinarily very difficult to achieve. The description of the pastimes of Lord Krishna is so attractive that it automatically gives us an impetus to study repeatedly. And the more we study the pastimes of the Lord, the more we become attached to Him. So here I'd like to make a comment that since tonight we are finishing Krishna book, next week when I do my next webcast, we will begin with the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. So we will revisit all these chapters of Krishna book, but now we will study them from the meaning and the words and the way it is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This very attachment to Krishna makes one eligible to be transferred to his abode, Goloka Vrindavan. As we have learned from the previous chapter, to cross over the material world is to cross over the stringent laws of material nature. The stringent laws of material nature cannot check the progress of one who is attracted by the spiritual nature. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita by the Lord Himself. Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante mayame tang tarantite. Although the stringent laws of material nature are very difficult to overcome. One who surrenders unto the Lord can very easily cross over nations. There is no influence of material nature in the spiritual world. As we have learned from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the ruling power of demigods and the influence of material nature are conspicuous by their absence in the spiritual world. Srila Shukadeva Goswami has therefore advised Maharaj Parikshit in the beginning of the second canto that every conditioned soul should engage him or herself in hearing and chanting the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. And now we will go to the final section of Krishna Book, Chapter 90, Summary Description of Lord Krishna's Pastimes, Part 9, Premature Nirjana Bhajan. Srila Shukadeva Goswami also informed King Parikshit that previously many other kings and emperors went to the jungle to prosecute severe austerities and penances in order to go back home, back to Godhead. In India, it is still a practice that many advanced transcendentalists give up their family lives and go to Vrindavan to live there alone and completely engage in hearing and chanting the holy pastimes of the Lord. This system is recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam, and the six Goswamis of Vrindavan followed it. But at the present moment, many karmis and pseudo-devotees have overcrowded the holy place of Vrindavan just to imitate this process recommended by Shukadeva Goswami. It is said that many kings and emperors formerly went to the forest for this purpose. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur does not recommend that one take up this solitary life in Vrindavan prematurely. One who goes prematurely to Vrindavan to live in pursuance of the instructions of Shukadeva Goswami again falls a victim to Maya, even while residing in Vrindavan. To check such unauthorized residence in Vrindavan, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has sung a nice song in this connection, the purport of which is as follows. My dear mind, why are you so proud of being a Vaishnava? Your chanting of the holy name of the Lord is based on a desire for cheap popularity, and therefore your chanting is only a pretension. Such an ambition for a cheap reputation may be compared to the stool of a hog, because such popularity is another extension of the influence of Maya. One may go to Vrindavan for cheap popularity, and instead of being absorbed in Krishna consciousness, one may always think of women and money, which are simply temporary sources of happiness. It is better that one engage whatever money and women one has in one's possession and engage it in the service of the Lord, because sense enjoyment is not for the conditioned soul. The master of the senses is Hrishikesha, Lord Krishna. Therefore, the senses should always be engaged in his service. As for material reputation, there were many demons like Ravan who wanted to go against the laws of material nature, but they failed. One should therefore not take to the demoniac activity of claiming to be a Vaishnava just for false prestige without performing service to the Lord. But when one engages in the devotional service of the Lord, automatically the Vaishnava reputation comes. There is no need to be envious of the devotees who are engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord. We have practical experience of being advised by the so-called Babajis in Vrindavan that there is no need to preach and that it is better to live in Vrindavan in a solitary place and just chant the holy name. Such Babajis do not know that if one is engaged in preaching or in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the good reputation of a preacher automatically follows. One should not, therefore, prematurely give up the honest life of a householder to lead a life of debauchery in Vrindavan. Srila Shukadeva Goswami's recommendation to leave home and go to the forest in search of Krishna is not for immature persons. Maharaja Parikshit was mature. Even in his householder life, or from the very beginning of his life, he worshipped Lord Krishna's murti. In his childhood, he worshipped the deity of Lord Krishna, and later, although he was a householder, he was always detached. And therefore, when he got notice of his death, he immediately gave up all connection with household life and sat down on the bank of the Ganges. He sat down to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and the association of devotees. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 90th chapter of Krishna, summary description of Lord Krishna's pastimes.